HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Time for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. And our friend Frank Caliendo joins us this morning, promoting himself.
Who'd have thought?
Next week's shows over at Copper Blues. CB Live. It's not Copper Blues, is it? It's just CB Live.
CB Live.
CB Live up at Desert Ridge.
Use CB Live.
It's the Brent Musburger Club. Yeah, I didn't realize that. Yeah, CB Live is
BM up there. BM CB Live.
It's coming up at,
to you live. We are coming to you live from Desert Ridge.
It's the Jim Nance thing. Hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
CBS.
Brady, report it.
Not yet. Okay. Frank's up there at Desert Ridge.
He's a driver.
Week. Also, no, he's not.
He is let
passenger.
Him drive.
Let him drive the show.
What if I'm just trying to drive the show behind
that's
you?
That's what happens to drivers all the time. That's what this all is. That's
Brady,
why
report
to,
it.
No, you don't do that.
Let him go, John. Release him.
Would you like to do that?
No, I don't want to.
Here,
do
drive
it.
This. If it's the Brady Report. It's brought to you by Hooters. Go. And you got to read the first.
That's a calendar.
You know what? Join us this Saturday, March 9th, as Hooters gives back! Exclamation point. It's a citywide celebration with car washes, comma Hooters calendar signings. The pound sign 9 probably shouldn't be.
What? Pound 9?
Oh, number 9 Chase Elliott show car. And much more hyphenated, including a special appearance by Chase Elliott! All proceeds benefit the Arizona Humane Society and local pediatric cancer. Probably not the right place.
Well,
to
no, don't stumble and laugh over that.
You're driving
poorly.
Listen,
local
pediatric cancer patient Noah.
And you can check that out at HootersArizona.com.
Details, just do what John said. Knocked it out of the park there.
And now you say,
you know what? Wait, you know what? That might have been
thanks,
an inside the parker.
Brady,
you're welcome. Report it.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello,
ooh,
world.
Not really.
That was awesome.
It was a four-wheeling. We went on off-road adventure. You'll get it.
Mardi Gras was yesterday.
Hold on.
I'm on Mucinex. I will gladly go lay down and let you drive
the show.
I want
you to know that I did that poorly half on purpose.
No, you didn't.
That's what Brady would say.
Liar.
That's something Brady would say.
Half.
Frank, I understand what you're saying. Nice move.
All right. I'm done.
Now you're done. Yeah. Now that you've done that.
You hurt me.
I didn't hurt you. I'm just saying.
No, truth
you got to try to drive. You drive hard.
I don't want to do that on your show.
I'm bumping and rubbing, man.
I save it.
Brady report it.
God, that was
good. Wednesday morning, Team Phoenix. Hello, world.
That's how you do it, Frank.
Yeah.
Hi, Brady.
Mardi Gras was yesterday, and Popeye's Chicken in New Orleans handed out a special bead necklace that came with a to-go box attached at the end like a feed bag. People could easily have access to their chicken while they partied.
A little neck basket of chicken.
Ah, fat yeah. America.
And then afterwards, you take the beads off, and you can see some fat lady's cans.
Maybe you could just throw the chicken box at her, too, the whole thing.
I think
thing,
that's
right?
Racist.
And the beads.
It could rest in the cans.
Yeah, when they flash, you're supposed to
just
throw the beads
at chicken at a woman, I think, is some sort of hate crime.
Oh, come on. They love it. It's Popeye.
But it's alliteration. It would work on certain stations.
That's true. Yeah,
Chicken
Thursdays at 93.3. Mo's going to be on top of the roof checking chicken out at you listeners. And giving away 21 Pilots tickets.
Pandemonium.
Check that chicken. Alliteration wins. I'm a consultant. Don't forget, it's Wildcat Wednesday. Get your predatory cat out there with Destiny from 3 to 7. Ocelots, puma,
civets.
Yeah, civets. Well, we got them. First person can answer Dustin's predatory cat questions wins Wildcat Wednesday.
Chalk this one up as a championship.
They love that. Consultants come in. They're all about 4 feet tall. And they come in.
Glasses?
I know why you're in 18th place. You don't have alliteration enough. What's with why aren't you doing mandatory monkey giveaway Mondays?
Now this works.
Everyone
great.
Wins a monkey.
I love that yours always include the day and animal.
You have to. Well, it's the stupidest ideas ever.
I know.
You come
I
up
get
with.
It, but it's funny that that's where your brain's going this morning.
It works like gold for Lou and Linda.
Lou and Linda. They are in third. They were in 12th before I came up with their big Wildcat Wednesday predatory cat giveaway.
It's mandatory Monkey Monday.
Mandatory Monkey Monday. Eighth caller gets a primate.
I want a monkey.
I want a monkey.
Who'd you win it with?
Lou and Linda on CLB.
That's right. We're your Monkey Monday station. All right. Here's a little daydream believer from guess who? The monkeys.
Imagine music free on Silverback Saturdays.
It's the all Monkey Monday.
Tigerfish Tuesdays.
Give away this terrifying beast.
I'm picturing like one of our listeners just getting the monkey delivered to their door.
What is
now
this?
What do I do?
Who's the only station gives you a monkey? What? I mean, you'd get ratings from it for a little while. I believe I heard somewhere that that station that we don't listen to is now handing out monkeys on Monday only, though, because it's illiterate.
You know who else had a monkey? Michael Jackson.
Oh, geez, didn't think of that. Every time you hear Michael Jackson song, win the bubbles.
The boxing bubbles.
It's Toss Salad Tuesdays. Yeah, it's the consultants are terrible.
Thursday is abbreviated with an R, so we're having R. Kelly Thursdays.
They have to explain it that deep. Remember in college when you get your schedule? A T for Tuesday, then for no more Thursday, and an R. It's R. Kelly Thursday.
I love how your consultant is broadcast ready.
Yeah, he's always. Well, oh, no, that's the worst thing about consultants. It's like when I was working Modesto, they've always got a story about the crap towns.
I was in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. We gave out Eau Claire's and Eau Claire.
That was the best. I just wish there was a day that started with a C. A hard C.
Donut Duluth.
That was the best.
Uber just released its annual list of the strangest things people have left behind in Ubers last year. A couple of them, a full set of 18-karat gold teeth, a set of deer antlers, a welding helmet, small handmade cat puppet, a baseball signed by Babe Ruth.
All in the same car.
What in the world?
Just one car.
One is night. That true?
Yeah.
In one car?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, I was buying it for
wow,
what
that
is this?
Car
how much music is heavy taken?
Well, I just didn't know that. Well, look, it's Brady's report. It could have happened.
That sounds like a caravan.
There's a reason this would be a story, and that's
fish
it.
In it. In
okay.
A full, is that real?
Yeah.
Tiger Fish See, we Tuesdays, have to take it off.
10 pounds of pulled pork.
I won the fish on the radio show Tuesday.
Wait a second. Right. 10 pounds of pulled pork. That's just Brady leaving
out. Throwing that in there.
Fact. Fact. Hey, have a pause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one
Everybody
actually
think
reads
about what just
the
happened.
Fine
that
print.
Pause was pregnant with triplets.
Oh you God. Made him snort.
I snort a
Good
lot.
Job. Good job.
It's
this,
the news.
This travel insurance company in Florida called Square Mouth recently decided to test the theory that no one reads the fine print. They figured that for a year, no one would see the bottom of the fine print of their insurance policy that said, if you catch this, you win $10,000.
Ooh.
Girl ended up catching it with inside the first couple of months.
Wow.
In fact, they gave her $10,000 and then another $10,000 for discovering it so early and to help her with her college education.
Nice work. So read the fine print. They're handing out dough.
What company is that?
This lady is
it's
getting
a insurance
college
company
education.
In Florida.
She's 60 years old.
Hold on a second.
Donald and Andrews is in her 60s. Why are they helping her with her
why
college?
Why can't she go back to college?
Yeah.
Why are you hating?
Because she's old. Life's way past her. She's her. Everything's expired.
Anybody
her
can go back to college, man.
I know, but at a certain point.
You could do
pointless.
It, John.
Well, just take the $20,000. Just give her $20,000. It's a scholarship.
She's in like a middle school library.
Just give
it's
her the $20,000
her.
And she can do whatever she wants
she's,
with it. But
she's taking that $10,000
helping
grand
her
and going
with her.
To,
she's a school teacher. It's helping the education.
Oh, I thought she was taking that $10,000 and getting a public school, middle school education.
Yeah, look, I can get out of
get her
grade.
GED.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. But like $20,000 to some 60-year-old lady, she can go to college if she wants. But it's like, we're going to help you with your education. They're basically saying, you dumb old broad, here's $20,000, but it's only good for college.
You'd and rather have the cash.
Here's your ocelot.
But I'm starving. I don't eat.
Here's no. You got a scholarship.
You're going to learn something.
You're going to learn how to eat. Learn how to feed yourself.
There's a law firm, We the People. They put up a billboard advertising a $499 divorce. It's basically a hand giving you the finger, but it's the wedding band finger.
Again,
and that's gone viral.
$499. Frank, you can't beat these prices.
It says, I'm done.
You may be happy in your marriage, but for $499, you should probably do it.
You can be happier.
It's a ring finger. I remember in the fine print thing years ago that my friend used to point it out all the time that it said if you were going to win a contest, it said Canadian contestants must pass mathematical skills test in the fine print. And that's in all American contests for years. That if a Canadian won it, they had to do a math test to claim their prize.
That can't be real.
It's a fact. And I was like, that's not real. And I'd look, all Canadians must pass mathematical skills challenge. And it was the weirdest fine print I've ever read in my life. I don't know if it's still a thing, but like in the 80s and 90s, completely like oh my God, here it is again. The Hostess Cupcake $1 million challenge says if a Canadian wins it, he's got to do a math test to claim it.
I love in this story, it says
why do Canadian sweepstakes have skill testing questions for winners. Wow. It doesn't make any sense. Like, if Canadian winners must pass skills test. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I like it.
If you enter a sweepstakes in Canada, you'll often find a strange math equation on the entry form.
They're doing it on the entry form.
A lot of them on the entry form now.
Yeah, because it was always big company, so it was like worldwide. So it was Canadian winners must pass mathematical skills.
If a Canadian resident wins a prize, that person must also answer correctly within a 5-minute time period a mathematical skill testing equation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't get your prize.
Without the bitches.
Without a calculator.
Only Canadians. Like, these were international companies. So in England and whatever, you could win and be like, I won the Hostess $1 million. But in Canada, you go and, hey, I won the big $1 million challenge there, eh? Oh, yeah, that's what you think, buddy. Here, you got 5 minutes. There's 12 questions. Get them all right or else.
They're just standing over you the whole time.
Just doing slap shots the whole time. It's really distracting you guys playing Canada's game while I'm trying to do this math test, right?
Here's your question. Two Mounties walk into a bar.
Right, that's two.
Then Trudeau says that's how we're going to do elections.
Yeah. Trudeau's he's the man, right?
Yeah, he does. And he gets them all right.
Right, he knows math. That's how he got the job. President. Yeah, all Canadian contestants for president had to pass a math test, eh?
He doesn't even use scratch paper.
No, he don't need it. It's all up in his melon, head. Right? Yeah. It's in his noggin.
There's a whole process up there.
That's right.
You only do math with a Molson on a Monday.
That's right.
Molson Mondays. That sounds great.
CNN. Molson Monday, right? Here's some more Alanis.
We did that when I was in Manitoba.
Yeah. Oh, we used to do that when we were in Manitoba. And then I was in a small town just outside Edmonton. Oh, man. Mandatory Molson Monday, right?
Consultant came through and said we had to do it at the monkey.
Right.
Told him no.
I said, no, consultant, because the monkeys will freeze up here in Canada. You can't just give monkeys away. So we did anyway, and we killed a lot of monkeys, right?
Outside of their natural habitat.
So I gave like muskrats. He said it wouldn't work. It had to be monkeys.
Monkeys.
Right, eh? So we just gave away rice. We lost our jobs real fast, right? Oh, consultants. Can you imagine being a comedian consultant? That's how insulting it is to be in radio, is that they'll bring in a dude in a suit to go, here's how you should be funnier. But if a comedian, you ever had like a guy that came up to you and said, Frank, I know the consultants are the audience, but like if they actually had like a club hired a guy to sit and go, here's the 7 or 8 things I see.
Those are called Midwest club owners.
Are they really?
I thought those are the guys that teach comedy classes.
That's kind of where I was going. There is some of that. The formula.
That's good, Frank, but you need more farts. More farts in that stuff.
There was a guy named Vic. I can't remember his last name. Just he was Vic. It was like Madonna. He, single name fella. He, in Madison, Wisconsin, Monkey Mondays. He came to me and he goes, you know, for these 10 minutes, you can get away with doing the impressions, but you can't build a career on that. I'm like, you watch me pigeonhole myself, buddy.
I'm going in, buddy.
You give me
better than anyone.
I'll give you a chance.
Was this recent or when you were starting out?
Last week.
Yeah, I told him, you're not going to have any
when
career.
I first started, I was a Thursday in Madison, Wisconsin, and he came up and he's like, he's paying me the $50 or whatever. He's like, it's great, but you need to really get into politics.
You can't live on this stuff, man. Yeah.
This is not going to be
There's no future in this.
That's what drives you, though, right, Frank? Yeah. I'll show that guy.
Yeah, he lit the fire.
I'll show Vic. I can't remember his last
name. You thank Vic, Frank.
His checkbook has to be, like, massive. That last name that long.
He abbreviates it.
I can't remember his last name.
He had a consultant that came in.
Didn't you get a mentor, like a Rich Little or somebody like that?
Rich Little called me once, man.
Yeah. As you?
As me.
That's like, pretty cool.
What is this, a parallel universe?
Yeah. Holy crap.
Hey, me.
Hey, you.
Wait a second. Wait a second. What?
What?
Holy cow. Now you're finishing my sentences.
Brady, report it.
Yeah.
Freaked him out.
That's kind of driving. That was more just schizophrenia.
That's swerving. No, it's swerving. That is swerving.
That is slippery one.
There's a little roadkill.
You had your moment. You dropped your mic and you told Brady to go on.
I just knew that bit was over.
Yeah.
Well, I knew it was over.
You just drive it. You drive it and you stop. And you go, don't forget about Monkey Mondays.
You know what I do?
Brady's back to you.
I drive horse and buggy.
That's right. Yeah. It's the Roy Rogers Stagecoach.
In Palm Harbor, Florida, Anthony Tomaselli stopped breathing about 4 years ago. And,
that's dying. That's called dying, right?
I just peed.
They got a word for that.
He didn't. He flatlined, but his daughters were over there trying to resuscitate him.
I think you're supposed to start the story with about 4 years ago.
Mm. His two grown-ass daughters tried to
be careful where you put your claws.
Yeah.
Speaking of claws, Monkey Mondays just giving away the Wildcat Wednesdays. Yeah, predatory cat going out the door to the eighth collar. What's in the bucket right now, Richard? All right, it's a Black Panther. I love Panthers. Hey, T'Challa Tuesdays.
So back to Tomaselli.
T'Challa Tuesday, where they give away a Black Panther.
Then this is going to go gangbusters. We're the best consultants in the world.
During the Tomaselli Tuesday, he flatlined. He's dead. Daughters tried to resuscitate him. Didn't work out. He's 85 years old, so they ruled it as a dying of natural causes. Fast forward a couple years later.
Right.
Both the daughters are banging the same guy. Didn't know it. And the one daughter's at the bar.
Different times, though, right?
Yeah, Dad right. passed away.
We were in the same room and didn't know it.
Would be very observant if you were both
doing it at the same time.
Didn't know it.
And Linda are dating the same guy, and that's when one of them snapped and said, "I got to tell you the truth. We ground up some sleeping pills.
Killed Dad.
Yeah, he was 85 years old, and they're saying he didn't want to go into assisted living. Yeah. Didn't want it to be that way, but it didn't work out well. They ground the sleeping pills into his cocktail. Didn't work.
Then so glad he
said the two sisters tried to smother him with a pillow.
Man,
that didn't.
Frank's picking up my pauses.
They ground the sleeping pills into his cocktail. Oh man, that almost went south. So now they're up for murder charges.
Well, yeah, they murdered him.
Did he? I would hope they would have him write a note or something beforehand.
Yeah. You got to believe me.
What about the
fight for my life?
What did this have to do with them banging the same guy?
Well, because they started dating the same guy, the one...
That's why she told.
She started.
So you'll admit to murder.
She ratted her sister out.
Oh,
she ratted the sister. That's why I got lost.
But if she ratted her out, she knew about it. So they both did.
I think the guilt. She was riddled with guilt. It was a combination like this. We're in a mess. And then she found out this situation. All right, that's it.
I know we're not supposed
to. We killed Pops.
The boyfriend's name? Perry Mason.
I don't know the I don't want to be judgmental, but it doesn't sound like that family had a lot of boundaries. They killed their dad. They dated the same guy.
It could have been solved if they tried the new drug that's been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration called Spravato. Mm-hmm. It treats depression. It's a nasal spray. A couple of squirts, you're happy.
I need it.
During the clinical trials, 6 patients were taking the drug, died from suicide.
That happened.
But the FDA background
were already going
to review the... They reviewed it and they said it had nothing to do with the drug.
But maybe we should have taken the liquid.
It was the dosage. You just needed more nasal spray. You'd have been happy. You were almost there, but so close to the cliff.
There's a 2-inch micro designer bag on sale for $522. The Jacques Mousse little micro bag.
I think that's a mouse. Jacques Mousse.
Jacques Mousse. There's a picture of it.
Why is what is the micro bag for?
It's a little designer bag, a micro bag that ladies can carry around now. It's top fashion. It's very, very trendy.
It's 2 ounces.
2-inch.
How big is it, really?
That's it. Fits in the palm of your hand.
And what do you...
It's Barbie's purse.
$522, Frank.
What a deal.
Michelle's got 10 of those.
Oh, yeah.
Your key doesn't even fit in it.
Brady, you're going to welcome one of these.
Couple of coins. Soon.
Your wife's a Percy.
She's looking at it.
What do you have? There's no actual use for it?
Well, in most cases, the ladies don't have anything to put in there except tissue and chapstick anyway.
Yeah.
Megan's purse is a 4-gallon jug of old tissues and like
look at that. It
couple
looks so
chapsticks.
Cute with that coat.
You ask her, like, where's the key? And she digs in that thing for a half hour. That's the only thing you keep.
Come on. That looks like a joke.
It is a joke.
It's really, that's a joke that's not real?
No, that's a real fashion.
It's a
real.
Fake news story.
Yeah.
But fake news.
Pretty good. Real news. Fake news.
Jacques Musk.
Wow. No. Come on. Who's that? The queen holding that?
Yeah. You don't have any money in it because people buy you things. You're a model.
It's a model's change purse.
There's no change in it.
Yeah, you can't fit it. It may be a couple dimes.
Maybe.
A couple of pound coins.
Is it for a ring?
For a ring.
That's it, for your wedding.
Yep.
Oh, that is really what it's for.
Apparently.
But you wouldn't have to carry that around. What are your fingers for?
Yeah, your finger's the mini purse.
What?
Your finger is the house for the ring.
Your finger's a ring holder.
Oh, my fingers are so tired. If only I had something to kind of carry this ring around in. Just weighing. Look at my fingers drooping.
I've got a quick Wild America.
All right. Well, then do it.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild America. We had a duck that got sucked 200 feet down into the Lake Berryessa glory hole.
Oh, right.
What?
Up in Alaska?
Sentence
Napa Valley.
Start out with.
They have a glory hole in Napa Valley?
This poor duck was sucked down because heavy rains really opened up the glory hole at Lake Berryessa.
Too excited about this.
The picture is amazing, but the duck got too close. 200 feet down into that deep glory hole.
And it can't get out?
Done.
It can fly.
Not when it got sucked down.
Oh. All right.
Never knew about the Lake Berryessa glory hole.
All right.
It's quite huge. I'm going to go there,
there it is.
For spring break.
That's a nice glory hole you've pointed out. Look at that thing. That's huge. They're just mining holes.
So
I don't know what
that one is. Where's the video of the duck being sucked into that?
You have video of that?
No,
I don't have a video, a foul video, but
he keeps doing it. Don't encourage it. Right?
No, it's so bad.
I know, and it's daily now, and it's got to stop.
Poor duck.
Get him on some Alzheimer's meds or some of those, that nasal spray that makes people not do that. Oh, you're still in Wild America.
It's a Sesame
Street. That's your Wild America.
Sesame Street segment.
Oh, it's exactly that.
We'll end it with a quick radio video. This happened in Colorado on Sunday. Guy's dash cam filmed an avalanche approaching the interstate.
Cool.
Completely covering his car. A few other cars, too.
Are you still laughing at that terrible thing?
No, it's just some of the things he does. Like, radio video. Like his voice changed.
It's fun to watch, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like you hear it, and but you watch it, and you watch him go into momentary character or cardiac arrest, whatever it is. But it's just...
It's fun to watch.
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah, and we get to see it every day.
I could see where that would wear on you.
Right, check it out, Frank.
Yeah, there it is. It's an avalanche, sure enough.
So we're watching.
Nobody saw that coming. All right, well, there it is. That's exactly what
funny thing, that sped up. It was a glacier.
Yeah.
There is some audio. The guy gets out of the car, and they're digging out some people. And then about 2 minutes into it, they start eating some people.
That's real?
They're stuck on the road.
Yeah. Want to hear something really funny? Like when Brady has like massive strokes while he's talking. It's usually over things about massive strokes. Here, listen to this.
My uncle
I think
who
I
had
could do it.
Massive head trauma.
Whoa.
That's a natural reaction.
I like how Frank closes his eyes to picture it.
I want to imagine. Yeah. That's what I'd do if I were driving with an avalanche coming.
Listen to it. Listen to how hard it is.
Do it. Massive head drop.
That's
perfect.
That's my favorite.
Huge, Frank.
The
linguistics department of Lake Superior.
They must call them link biscuits.
That's how a driver talks, Frank.
Yeah.
I mean, you got it. Like, you... It's amazing. You become the part.
Yeah. Brady doesn't realize how entertaining he's been to us for so long.
No. Just like you guys.
Oh, sir, no.
Yeah. Let me tell you the same thing.
I never
tell,
say that.
I tell Donnie Ivory on the – he just texted me, by the way.
Don't know who that is.
He's from the podcast.
And
funny Donnie. I say, just stop trying to be funny.
Right.
Just be yourself, and it's unbelievably good.
I don't want to wear a butt plug.
That's how Donnie
should answer. Donnie do that?
He's at that level. He's at that level. High level. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, it is Wildcat Wednesday, so we got to give away our Puma in a little bit, if you're interested.
Wildcat Wednesday.
It's Wildcat Wednesday today. I love that. I want a consultant just so I can sit and laugh at him. Go, I'm not going to do that. You don't want to do any of my ideas. We're fine. I just want to hear how horrible your ideas actually are. You're a terrible little man. How much do they pay you?
You got like 10 grand every time you see me.
I'm like, oh my God.
You're bilking the system.
It's insane. I want the job so bad.
And you're a consultant. Why?
Oh, here's my resume. It looks like a phone book.
Yeah. So you had 45 jobs.
I had 78 jobs, which gives me great experience.
And that's over 3 years?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I've learned all the ins and outs of morning radio. And I know one thing. People want predatory cats. Want them all over their house.
Look here. West Grove.
It's a good spot.
West Grove. That's a suburb of Denver.
Yeah. I killed it there. Third place, 1834 mail.
A.M.
A.M. 1280. The cat. That's where I got my idea. The mountain cat. Yeah. They're just awful. I worked AM radio for a long time, so I know the ins and outs of how this business works. Or as I like to call it, the old beeswax.
The M-jams.
Oh, sitting with those people is awful. There you go. That is your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's 98 KUPD with Frank Caliendo today.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me. 98.